Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Fox Sports Radio coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
Yes, indeed. We could sit here and talk all night long about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, we talked about it. We just saw Kyler Murray go down maybe about 30 minutes ago.
Right.
With a non-contact injury.
Sad.
Rob, has there been any update?
He has officially been ruled out for the rest of the game and no official word yet, but the Twitter doctors are suggesting it looks like an ACL.
Ugh. Wow. Wow. Well, Rob, what a season for Kyler Murray.
It's been a mess, Chris. It's been a mess. The only good part was he got cashed out. That was the only good thing, yep, to be honest. But if you think about what he's been through, what he's taken the Cardinals through, you remember with all the stuff, he was angry all offseason, mad at them, scrubbed all of his social media. I mean, it was ugly, don't you think?
It was very ugly. And I, gosh, Rob.
And he came off like a spoiled brat. That's what he came off
as. Yeah, and we said it at the time. I think you were agreeing. I thought there were two things. And I said initially, I'm not paying him. And there were two reasons why. One, I wasn't fully sold on him as a franchise quarterback. He's had a nice start to his career. Two Pro Bowls he's made. The team
he made the Pro Bowl over Stafford
season.
Last year.
Right.
Think about it.
And the team got better every year up to this season. He made the playoffs, so he was looking like he was good, but I wasn't
fully
sure.
But he had that terrible playoff game, too,
right,
Chris. Remember that?
Right.
That was the one that was like, ah.
Yeah, I mean, look, Lamar was bad his first playoff game. It was bad. He was worse than Lamar was. But,
right, right.
You know, I wasn't going to kill him just because of one playoff game, but. And then the second reason, Rob, was injuries. And I got to a point where you saw what these teams were doing. Dak, they went. Rob, there was a point they could have got Dak for about $27 million a year. They wait. They end up paying him 40. Right? It just seemed like, you know what? The longer you wait, if a guy is pretty good, you're going to end up paying him more.
Well, and if so you wind up, like, if you wind up signing them, you know what I mean?
Right,
the only difference is you got to do what Washington did with Kirk Cousins, which is you don't pay him and then let him go, Chris. But if you're going to if you're ultimately going to pay him, you're right. You should just pay him the first chance you get. Otherwise, it's going to cost you.
And I think, Rob, that was in the back of his mind. And look, he's made some bone. Let's just keep it real. There's been some bad decisions he's made. Like you said, going out there, scrubbing his Instagram of the team references, like you said, having it was a bad off season.
It just felt bad.
With the team. Like, right. And yelling at Cliff Kingsbury, which happens, but it just didn't look good. And then, yeah, the homework clause, the study clause in his contract.
And they put that out there to embarrass him, Chris, right? Yep. I mean, like, for real.
But the fact that it was even in there shows there was a problem. There was a problem. And maybe he agreed to it, or his agent agreed to it. I'm sure he knew about it. Come on. Have you ever signed a contract? There's no way you're putting something like that in there and you don't know about it.
Right. Or your agent says, hey, they put this in here.
Right.
How do you feel about it?
To get them, I'm sure it was like, look, they're going to pay you, but they want this in the contract. And I don't think either side knew it would be as bad as it was, Rob, publicly. And when they saw how bad it was, then they backtracked. I'm going to say this, though, for Kyler Murray, who, remember also, Rob, you had Patrick Peterson, his former teammate, and somebody he thought was a friend, come out and say Kyler only cares about himself. I mean, his teammates haven't exactly gone to bat for him, you know, when people have accused him of stuff.
And he's always come out, Chris, angry whenever somebody says anything about him.
Yep.
Like.
But, dude. Rob, in life, in the grand scheme of life, Kyler Murray, at least in the time being, for the time being, won. Rob, he got his deal. Can you imagine if he had this type of season and then got hurt?
Right.
Like right now, he is nobody. Now, again, maybe in the future, and somebody would pick him up just, you know, to see what he could do. But Rob, if he was not signed right now, he would not be getting this type of contract that he signed.
Well,
not right away.
That's why we said about Lamar. And obviously he has more hardware, the MVP. But this is why we were saying he should have signed or forced their hand or sat out, whatever it was, Chris. Because you just don't know. I know you think you're going to play 15 years in the NFL and everything's going to be easy and a piece of cat. It don't work like that. It really doesn't. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and guys who play 17, that's an anomaly, Chris. It just doesn't happen. A lot more guys have ups and downs, and you know what I mean? And have to struggle to go to 8 different teams. You know what I mean? Looking for an opportunity. It's just – so that's why you want to get cashed out as soon as you can.
No, look, Lamar, and, man, God bless him, he's playing with fire, Rob. He's playing with fire. And thankfully, he's had, you know, the injury at the end of last season, which kept him out of, what, four games, wasn't serious. And then this injury this year isn't, quote-unquote, serious. But he needs to get a long-term deal done.
He does.
Rob, I know he wants the fully guaranteed. You look at Deshaun Watson and you say, I've done more than him. And he has, much more. As great as Deshaun was and may become again, but as great as he was, he didn't do and accomplish what Lamar Jackson did.
No,
so he had Lamar's thinking.
Yeah.
But Rob, if they won't give him the fully guaranteed deal, then you better in my opinion, Rob, unless you're going to sit out, you take as much as you can get. Because at the end of the day, I mean, Kyler Murray didn't get a fully guaranteed deal. But he's still set, even if he comes back and is never – and I know this, he probably will be the same player, right. ACL. But you know what I mean? If for some reason he couldn't come back at this level. He still got his over $100 million.
Yeah, it's like $160, isn't it? Guaranteed, something like that.
Well, Rob G, get the final numbers. I think it was 185 with like 160 guaranteed or something like that.
I thought it was 230, Chris, and 165 guaranteed. That's what I think.
Okay. You guys are close.
What is
230.5 million.
That's what I
5 years. That's $29 million signing bonus, total of $160 million guaranteed.
Okay. So we were close. Okay. Yep. But Chris.
So he's got his 160, Rob. Here's
Kyler Murray.
Is there some injury clause in there?
Nah, they got insurance for that, I'm sure. Right. But Kyler Murray, after signing that deal, Chris, 3-7 as a starter. His completion percentage, touchdown to interception ratio, and yards per game are all the worst since his rookie year. Yep. Passer rating, QBR, and yards per attempt, the lowest of his career. Like, he's having an awful year.
No, he is. By every measure, the team isn't winning. Individually, he's not playing well. There have been a lot of rumblings, Rob, that teammates think he's selfish, don't get along with him. You saw Larry Fitzgerald, Rob, on Thursday Night Football, and they are praising, or I don't know if it was Thursday or Monday, Rob G. I think it was Thursday, but yeah, Thursday Night Football. They were praising Colt McCoy to the high heavens.
Yeah,
Colt McCoy,
I know.
Right?
I thought he was on the Hall of Fame ballot.
Come on. This is Colt McCoy. But Larry Fitzgerald said nothing. Now, I'm not blaming Larry for that. But the fact that he didn't – if you don't – Rob, what they say, if you don't have anything good to say about somebody, don't say it. So, he didn't go out there and criticize Kyler, but he must not have had anything good to say.
Because he didn't say anything. He's been a part of that organization, and he knows people,
he's
Chris, and coaches.
He's the best Cardinal player ever.
You know,
like one of them.
Yeah, I don't want. Yeah,
he's certainly one of them.
One of. Yeah, I just don't remember the whole St. Louis Cardinals franchise. You know what I mean? There might have been somebody there,
but he's up there.
And the Chicago, I think they were Chicago first, Chris. Chicago Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals. But let me say this. About Kyler and just the organization, and when you think about this team, Chris, a year ago. Won their first 9 or 10. Do you remember how they started?
I think
Green Bay came and beat them. What did they win their first 9?
I thought it was 10.
Maybe they won their first 10, and then they lost to Green Bay. Remember that?
Yeah.
And think about where they went from there, Chris, to where they are. Then they had a bad second half.
No, they won their first 7.
Okay, so they were 7-0.
7-0.
Then they had a bad finish, right? And then the terrible playoff game. And now this year's a disaster.
No, I mean, look, that organization, too. I mean, we can sit here and poo-poo the Kyler deal. Why in the world did they give Cliff Kingsbury the extension? I'm sorry. It looks like he's going to get fired, right?
I'm with you. That was questionable.
Right. I mean, I'm not out on Kyler. I'm not feeling like he's going to be Lamar. I remember, there was one time I said I'd take him for the long term over Lamar. And I thought he was a better passer. I'm not there anymore. That's for darn sure. But I'm not out on him. I think, you know,
there's no reason. He's too young to be out on him. I'm with you.
But they got to make some changes there. And I think he's got some attitude adjustment to make. If enough people are saying you're selfish, Rob, or not coming to your to bat for you, then you got to look in the mirror.
Have you been talking to my ex-wife? Oh, I'm sorry.
Your point is well taken.
No. And it can't be everybody, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be
everybody's wrong.
Everybody's wrong. Everybody's just like putting stuff out about you for some. Once you get to the point when there's a handful of people and they're all singing this to the same choir, you know that there's something there.
But, Rob, would you agree with me that and I thought I really didn't like it when Kyler came out and demanded the new contract. I thought it was way too early for that. But like I said, he won.
No, he won big time.
Right? He won. And so you know, we'll see. But hopefully it is not the ACL, as you're hearing right now. But that remains to be seen. All right. Given how this season has played out, and now with this unfortunate injury, do you think the Cardinals are regretting giving Kyler Murray that contract? And Rob and I, look, he won to me. We'll see what type of player he ends up becoming. I still think he can be a really good player. But he's fortunate that he got that contract. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, we want to welcome you to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate. It's presented by the Big Green Egg, and nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking, folks, on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you will ever own, and we mean it. So it's backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at BigGreenEgg.com. Again, free delivery and a lifetime warranty, BigGreenEgg.com. 877-99 on Fox. Kyler Murray, your thoughts?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Gary?
Yeah, so I'm out on Kyler Murray. I just don't think this guy lives in reality. Because remember he had that quote that, oh, I've been blessed with the cognitive skills to just go out there and see before it happens. And that's why he doesn't watch film. So, and like...
Yeah, that ain't working at this level.
Yeah, and like, it's interesting because he's like the polar opposite of Lamar Jackson personality-wise. And I'd rather have a guy like Lamar who's all about the team and all about winning.
That's fair. I mean, you could see why people would be more in on Lamar, Chris. You could definitely see that. Dallas in Arizona. How about that? Dallas in Arizona. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dallas?
Hey, man, we don't care about Kyler. We want to know what y'all got to say about Skip and Shannon today.
Thanks. Anyway.
You know, we keep the topics what they are.
Yeah. I mean, everybody saw and whatnot. It was a little scene.
Look, we'll say this. About that. Rob, you and me get into it. Sometimes right. It happens, but it's always love with us. And, you know, those guys are close. I haven't talked to either one of them about it, you know, but yeah, I think it's just something. Yeah,
guys, the next time someone tweets at Shannon, hey, what do you think about Chris and Rob getting into it on Tuesday night? And right. He responds, then we'll respond about Skip and Shannon
getting
into
it. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
We get into it more. We always get into it.
Yeah, they need to get on our level on Undisputed. That's
exactly.
What I'm saying.
Exactly. 100%. But as you know, somebody, one thing I will say, somebody asked me about, you know, was it scripted? Is that like a,
no.
I was like, I've been on three different shows with Skip. Chris, and you know you have too. I think me and you are the only two. And I never remember us preparing any gimmick or stunt in the 15 years I was on TV with him. So I don't know
one
what people
thing
are talking
for
about.
All the listeners out there,
yes.
I think we've probably said this before, Rob. The shows are not scripted.
They're not scripted.
You never say, hey, why don't you say take this side? I'll take that side. It is all natural. That's why sometimes Rob and I disagree on the topic, and sometimes we agree.
Right.
We don't force the disagreement,
and
neither
force
do Skip
it.
And Shannon or Stephen
right.
A and his guy. None of the shows, we've been on ESPN, we've been here at Fox. It is all your own personal feeling.
And we go back to the cold pizza when it first, the debate first started, kind of.
Yep.
You know?
Because we know, Rob, it's going to be best when it's organic.
Yes.
You can't fake, you know, passion about something you don't really care about or
people
something
will,
you don't really believe.
And Chris, people will sniff that out in 2 seconds.
Yep.
They'll be like, Chris Hart ain't in this.
Yep.
I could tell he ain't really feeling this. This is something trying to, you know, make this for the show. And so you can't do that. You can't.
Yep.
All right, let's squeeze in another one. That was our 2 cents on that, okay? So we did give you 2 cents. Elvis in Alabama, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Elvis?
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, listen, if the Cardinals are not sorry that they went all in on Kyler Murray, they should be. Dude, they hitched their wagon to the wrong guy. He's weird. I mean, he's just a weird dude. He couldn't lead a downhill charge on a whorehouse, man. And if he was 6'4", 230 with a rifle arm, it'd be one thing. But what he is, he'll give you that great highlight every other week or something. But as far as leading the team, he is just too weird, man. And they got the wrong guy, man. That's it. I'm out.
Well, no, some people, Rob, you've seen reports about that. He's just a different kind of guy. But regardless, and you know, we're not sold that he won't ever be a very good or great player. But even so, I would still think they're regretting it right now. You got to be regretting that contract right now because he might not be that good going forward. Like, it could go either way. And so, again, that's why he won. Like, if he's never a great player, he certainly got a great contract. So, more power to him. We got Tank Williams former NFL defensive back, now a Yahoo Sports NFL analyst coming up. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRight.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Our next guest is a former NFL defensive back, now an NFL analyst with Yahoo, Tank Williams. Tank, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Man, what's up? Thanks for having me.
No doubt.
Good to have you, man. Hey, all right. Rob has this saying, bologna or filet. Now, he looked like filet for most of the year. Last two games, he's looked like bologna. Is Tua Tagovailoa bologna or filet?
I think we're still cooking that steak. You know what I'm saying? I think we're still cooking it.
All right. Well, but you got him as a steak, though. You could have just said it's bologna. Yeah.
I agree, I don't know yet, but he's cooking. He's a ribeye or a New York strip or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, because there's sometimes where they get into their flow against certain matchups, and he knows exactly where to go with the ball. It seems like he may know where to go with the ball before Mike McDaniel, before he calls the play. And then there's other times, like the past couple of weeks, where he's just a little bit hesitant. He's a little bit inaccurate. And so I think the one thing that we look for all quarterbacks is to have that consistency, especially when you're an up-and-coming quarterback like that, where you're trying to take it to the next level. Consistency is the key. And so that's what's going to be the testament for Tua for the remainder of this season and hopefully in the playoffs.
Where are you on the Minnesota Vikings? They got beat up by the Lions in Detroit. But they were 10-2 coming in. And nobody, Chris and I, we do weekly top fives, and I've never been clamoring, neither one of us, even though they were winning all these games. Where are you on the Vikings? Who are they? Are they pretenders? They're 10-3, but they don't feel like 10-3.
Man, so they got some dogs on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, Justin Jefferson, he's that dude. Dalvin Cook, he's a game breaker. They have T.J. Hockenson. He's one of the more consistent tight ends in the league. But, bro, when you get to the other side of the ball, if you're watching the Monday Night Football game now and see how hard it is to watch the New England Patriots on offense, they let that dude go for damn near 400 yards and two touchdowns. So if New England could generate that type of offense against them, imagine what's going to happen when they get in the playoffs, when they go against Philadelphia, Dallas, some of those other teams. So until they get that act together on defense, they don't have a chance, and I really don't see that happening anytime soon.
You mentioned Philadelphia. Who's your MVP for the league right now?
Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts. When I look at Jalen Hurts, man, they finally changed the game with him. Because when you look at what they did in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, they built an offense around him, but they didn't give him all the pieces for him to excel. When you look at Jalen Hurts, you got A.J. Brown on one side. You got Devontae Smith on the other. Dallas Goedert's a dog that's running in the middle. And then you got Miles Sanders, all these athletic running backs that – you have at your disposal. And then they got a defense on the other side that's just as hungry as the Dallas Cowboys. So I'm telling you, man, these Philadelphia Eagles are going to be something to deal with in the playoffs. And Jalen Hurts is playing better than almost any other quarterback in the league right now. So he deserves to be at the top of the MVP race.
Speaking of the Cowboys, just another lackluster playing down to the competition. They should have blown out the Texans. Do you read anything into that poor performance?
If they would have lost the game, yeah. I mean, you have to read into it just a little bit, but you have to understand that it's going to be hard for a team to stay up every week of the season. But the true testament of a team is that sometimes you're going to have some lows, but most importantly, you have to be able to win those games. And their defense was able to step up when they were backed up on their goal line. They were able to get a stop, and then Dak was able to drive 90-plus yards down the field and get them a victory. So even though it was ugly, they ended up getting the win, and that's all that matters. And one thing that I noticed as well, the Texans, if you go back and look at their schedule, usually for the first three quarters or so, they play everybody tough, and usually teams pull away at the end. So it wasn't that surprising to see them close in the third quarter. It was just surprising that the Cowboys had to do what it took at the very end of the game to get a dub.
Russell Wilson, he got hurt yesterday, but finally showed a little bit of life against Kansas City.
He had three touchdowns.
Do you think he's washed, or do you let's put it this way. Do you think there's a better chance of him being washed, period, or him coming back with a really nice bounce-back season next year?
Honestly, man, I think Russ had a lot of pressure on him. When you sign a big contract like that, you go into a city where you know, they were waiting to replace John Elway. Then Peyton Manning comes, and then Peyton Manning wins the Super Bowl. And then you bring Russ, and he's supposed to be the next thing smoking like Peyton Manning. And then you start off rough the way they did. And so I could see that that putting a lot of pressure on that dude. And then he's making sure, like, every time he goes out on the field, he's trying to make that Michael Jordan-type play. And it's tough when you really don't have the pieces around you. Like, honestly, he was spoiled in Seattle with DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. Like, those are some dogs on the outside. And the wide receiver weaponry that he has in Denver just isn't that. But at the same time, they finally played with some emotion on defense. They finally played with some emotion on offense. You saw Jerry Jeudy bumping into a referee. Like, I don't, you know, condone that. But at the same time, it seemed like that energized that offense. And then they started making some plays after that. So if they play with that type of energy the rest of the season, hopefully they can ride that momentum in the next year and then start to get some dubs early in the season.
Where were you on the Jeff Saturday hire? I mean, there were a lot of NFL players, not everybody, but some players looked at it like, hey, you know, that could be an easy way in without having to go all the way through the coaching, working your way up. And he won his first game against the Raiders, so people made a big stink, but it hadn't been that pretty since. Where are you on Jeff Saturday? Has he done enough to show to you that he deserves the job for next year, or the jury's still out?
I mean, he definitely has to show me enough that he deserves the job for next year, but I understand how he got the job. I mean, if you look at business all over the world, whether we're dealing with sports or corporate America, it's all about relationships. So he had a great relationship with the owner. That's how he was able to get the job over some other guys who may have been more qualified. But the one thing is that once you get that job, you have to be able to earn your keep. And so I really don't know if Jim Irsay's job was to give Jeff the job in order to try to show that he can be a coach in this league and have him for years to come, or if he was trying to tank and try to secure either C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young or one of these quarterbacks that's coming up in the draft this year. Either way, I feel like it's going to probably end up working into the Colts' favor because they're going to probably be one of the bottom feeders in the league when it's all said and done.
Kyler Murray went down tonight, a non-contact injury. They think it might be an ACL. He got his big contract, and Rob and I both said, look, good for him. He's paid no matter what happens. But just football-wise, take away the injury aspect, what do you think, like, do you think he still, regardless of the injury, can have a great career? Or, like, do you think he will have a great career? Because this year has been a definite downslide for him. You think this is more who he is, or that he is going to be a great quarterback?
It's tough to say. I mean, if you look at Kyler, I mean, his skill set is just unbelievable. He's not the tallest guy, but the things that he can do with his legs, has one of the strongest arms in the league, and he puts stress on the defense like not a lot of quarterbacks can do in the league right now, but they just don't have that consistency. That's one thing that we were talking about earlier in the show, and that remains true with Kyler as well. Like, he shows these flashes where he can be the best quarterback in the league. And then there's other times where they just have like these bonehead plays where it's a missed snap or there's a fumble or there's just a bad throw. And you're like, man, what are you doing? And so I think the key for Kyler is just to kind of play within himself, try to get rid of some of those superstar plays at a moment. Like, you got DeAndre Hopkins on one side, you got Marquise Brown, some of these other studs. Let them be the superstars, play within your zone, and then pick your places here and there to, you know, stand out and show everybody who you are. And I think if they can do that and then get some solid play on the defensive side of the ball. And, I mean, I think, and with the NFL as a whole, too, like, there's so much parity in the league over the past couple of years. Like, everybody thought the Bengals were the Bungles until they became the Bengals and made it to the Super Bowl. It's going to be the same thing with Kyler. Like, he may play well next year, and they may rattle off some wins, but they're going to say, hey, but he hasn't taken us to the playoffs yet. So until he takes you to the playoffs, deep into the playoffs, to make it to the Super Bowl, there's always going to be people that doubt him. That's just the world that we live in today.
One last thing about the Raiders. I know they lost on Thursday. That was just Baker Mayfield and the hapless Rams beat them. How shocked are you? They made, you know, Devontae Adams and some other key players they added. They look like they made the playoffs a year ago. How surprised are you where they are and with the new coach, Josh McDaniels?
Really surprised, actually, because if you look at the success that Josh Jacobs has had on the ground, one of the top rushers in the league, Devontae Adams is still one of the most explosive wide receivers in the league. You have Chandler Jones, Max Crosby on the edge in your defense. You would think that with all those pieces in place, even though you're playing in one of the tougher divisions in the NFL, like, you should have a better record than what they have right now. And so I understand they got off to a slow start. They had a little bit of friction in the locker room. They got on a little bit of a heater when he went three games in a row. But then you drop a game like that to the Los Angeles Rams. So I really don't know what it is about that team where they just can't get over the hump. and play consistent ball. And I don't want to just put it all on the head coach, Josh McDaniels, because I feel like he's a smart coach. And when you look at the way that they gave up the play at the end of the game against the Rams, where you have your cornerback in man coverage, and you give up that play late in the game, that's not on the head coach. That's not on the offensive side of the ball. That's on defense. But he oversees all that. So I think it's a combination of a lot of things going on with the Raiders that's dysfunctional, and that's something that they're going to probably have to clean up in the offseason, because they know where they're making the playoffs the way they're playing ball right now.
All right. That's Tank Williams, Yahoo Sports NFL analyst, former defensive back. Tank, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. Don't look now, but the Detroit Lions have won 5 of 6.
I just threw up in my mouth.
And Rob Parker's still hating. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. All right, Rob, the Detroit Lions, winners of 5 of their last 6 games, including beating up on the Minnesota Vikings 34-23 on Sunday. They're only a couple games out of the playoff race, Rob, and I hope they get in. I like them. I think they're a good team.
I will give them credit on their current streak. I'm going to tell you that the Lions will not win another game this season. That's what I'm going
what?
Out on a limb.
Stop.
Will not win
we
another game.
We got to bet something. I'll bet you something really lopsided.
No, lunch. That's fine. Let's just bet lunch. The next time you come to California, we'll have lunch.
Well, not yeah. Cali, but Super Bowl.
Well, in Arizona. Lunch. Yeah, we'll have lunch. And you got to treat Rob G, too. How's that?
Yes.
There's no way they're not winning another game. Have you looked at their schedule?
Yep.
Jets, winnable. Carolina, winnable. Chicago, winnable. Green Bay, winnable. They already beat Green Bay and Chicago once.
There you go. You just said it. I'm glad you said it. Yes, you're right. They already beat both of them. I'm going to tell you they don't win another game.
So what is it about them that you don't like?
No, I mean.
Because you didn't think they beat Minnesota.
I'm not shocked. They're over-under for wins, Chris, this year was 6.5. So they're at 6. They're where they should be. They won 3 last year. They should win at least 6, and they won. And I never thought it would be 5 out of 6, but they are where they are. Jared Goff was in the Pro Bowl twice and went to the Super Bowl and had one of the highest-scoring offenses in NFL history. So right. I'm not totally shocked by Jared Goff. I'm not. I've always said that,
Chris. Their offense is actually good.
Yeah, the offense is good. It's the defense, which we've seen give up a lot of points and give up games late, and they haven't done that lately.
Right.
But I just think
they gave up 23 to Minnesota, 14 to Jacksonville.
I think the game is very important to the game is very important to the Jets coming up. The Panthers have been playing well. They went to Seattle and won, which I was surprised. And that game's going to be at home. They still got to be confident on Christmas Eve, Chris. And then the Bears and Packers, if they usually split, they never, seldom have they ever won both games in a season against their division rivals. So I think the Packers win, and I think the Bears come back and win. So I'm going to say that they do not win another game. They finish 6-11, and they do not make the playoffs, and then you'll buy lunch in Phoenix when we get there.
I would love to see them make the playoffs. Now, I don't think they could obviously win the NFC, but I do think that, like I was saying, and you know this, when they were 1-6, I thought they were better than their record suggested. They had some very close losses. I mean, Philadelphia only beat them by 3. Minnesota beat them the first game by 4. Seattle beat them by 3. Like Miami only beat them by 4. You know, so.
But that's the nature of the league, though, is that I think, Chris, I'm not trying to poo-poo what your thoughts were that they were better. I covered that team for 20 years, and if I went through every season, it was about, they only lost by 6, only lost by 3, But that's what the NFL is. You got to win some of those games, and they've been doing that, so I give them credit. That's all I'm saying.
They have a losing record, and they got a +2 differential. Very few teams with a losing record have a positive differential.
Right, and they got and Minnesota has a negative. Minnesota's won 10 games, and they got a negative. Right. Can you believe that?
Right. In fact, I think, as I'm looking at it, they're the only losing team with a losing record, them in New England, that have a positive point differential. Like you said, Minnesota's got a negative one. But, you know, I like what I see. You know that. I like Dan Campbell there. And if they fold, as you're saying they will, then that is really an indictment on them, Rob. Because, like I said, it's not like they got a tough schedule going forward. They got teams they can beat, and, you know, they don't have to win all 4 of them. But if they can't win a couple of them, then that shows maybe as they're doing well, the pressure got to them or something like that. But we'll see. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off on a Magic City Monday. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you've been listening. Because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next, and they bring fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.